You're listening to HuntertonChamberRadio.com, sponsored by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. Our studios are located in the CenturyLink building at 14 Mine Street, Flemington, New Jersey. The content and views of our hosts do not necessarily reflect the views of the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. To contact our station, call 908-782-7115 or email onair@hunterdon-chamber.org. Thank you to our sponsors and underwriters. Please remember to support them and buy Hunterdon, buy local. Visit www.hunterdonchamberradio.com for a complete listing of our programming.
For savings in another. Earn and use your Plenty Points at Rite Aid, Macy's, AT&T, Exxon, and Mobil, and other participating partners. It's even more of the value you love. It's Wellness Plus with Plenty. Get your new card at Rite Aid today. With us, it's personal.
The EU has approved a military plan to target traffickers and disrupt migrant flow across the Mediterranean.
We need to agree action today to get after the criminal gangs and to disrupt the trafficking networks. That means gathering much more intelligence on how these networks are organized and doing more to help the countries where the migrants come from.
That was British Foreign Secretary Philip Hammond. He says they also need to help the Libyan government cut down on traffickers. South Carolina Senator Lindsey Graham all but confirmed today that he will run for the 2016 Republican presidential nomination. In an interview on CBS This Morning, he said foreign policy needs to be a top priority for any presidential candidate.
I'm running because of what you see on television. I'm running because I think the world is falling apart. I've been more right than wrong on foreign policy.
He says he'll make his official announcement June 1st in his hometown of Central South Carolina. The U.S. Supreme Court says San Francisco police can't be sued for the arrest and shooting of a mentally ill woman. The justices ruled today that police did not violate the rights of Teresa Sheehan when they forced their way into her room at a group home and wounded her five times after she came at them with a knife. A U.S. military plane crashed and caught fire as it tried to land during a training exercise in Hawaii yesterday, killing one Marine and injuring 21 other people. The Osprey had 22 people aboard, 21 Marines, and one Navy Corpsman. For more news, go to usaheadlinenews.com. I'm Kelly Sloan, and you're listening to USA Headline News.
The news is sponsored by Patton, Heidi & Associates, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc.
In America, we believe in a future that is better than today. Since 1894, Ameriprise Financial has been working hard for their clients' futures. Never taking a bailout, helping generations achieve dreams, buy homes, put their kids through college, retire how they want to. Today, Patton, Heidi & Associates, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., remains true to the vision of always putting clients first. They are ready to help you feel more confident about your financial future. Put the strength of a global financial leader to work for you through a personal one-to-one relationship. Patton, Heidi & Associates will work with you to develop a plan to help you achieve your dreams and goals. Call today at 908-713-6600. That's 908-713-6600. Office is located at 1318 Route 31 North, Annandale, New Jersey. Ameriprise Financial Services, Incorporated. Member FINRA and SIPC.
Let's see, the temperature here in beautiful downtown Flemington is 63 degrees. If I can find my glasses, I can take a look and see what we're up to. There's a 20% slight chance of thunderstorms this afternoon with a high of 65, and a 50% chance of thunderstorms tonight with a low of 58, and on Tuesday a 70% chance of showers likely with a high of 82. Tuesday night, a 40% chance of thunderstorms again with a low of 56. Stay tuned for Medical Center on the Air. Well, good afternoon, everybody. This is Richard G., and this is the time for the Medical Center. This is the Medical Center Hour. And my guest today is Ann Crawford, who is an audiologist.
Correct.
That didn't look right, though. It didn't sound right.
That's how you say it, audiologist.
Okay. And you're with the speech and hearing department of the Medical Center.
Correct.
But you're doing more speech or hearing?
Hearing. I'm an audiologist. We deal with...
Okay. I should have known that.
That's okay.
So give me a little bit about your background. How long you've been with the Medical Center and what you do?
I've been at the Medical Center for 3 years now.
Oh, you're a short timer.
I am.
Most of people are 25 and 30.
Yes, I worked in Pennsylvania in Bucks County for many years, but I live close by, so there was a good opportunity to work for a great place.
Sure, sure. And you work in the speech, and is that what you've done all your life, is worked with hearing?
No, I was an actuary for about 10 years of my life first, right out of college, and then I switched careers.
Okay.
Went back to school, got another degree, and here I am today.
And that's not unusual for today either. I think I read somewhere that some of these kids that are graduating now might have 5 different careers before they retire.
I believe it.
So
it's hard to know what you want to do when you're 20, 22 years old.
Yeah, well, I always knew I wanted to be an artist, so that just pretty
you're
much
special.
That just pretty much I got stuck doing that. But no, I know my sister-in-law started out as a chemist working with live aids, and she's now a science teacher in a high school. So.
You never know.
And in between there, she owned a printing company and
did
various things. So you just don't know what's going to happen. So now what we're talking about is hearing. Now, are we talking about hearing for everybody, young people, old people?
We provide hearing service for all ages. We start right in the hospital with newborns. We screen all babies for hearing loss as they're born, or after they're born.
Okay.
And anyone who has a home birth, they can contact us and we screen the newborn at our facility. So we start right at birth, and then we test all the way up to our seniors.
Now, I'll tell you, my son is adopted from Korea, and he didn't talk until he was about 3 years old. And we had him into the hospital a few times, having his hearing tested and his speech and all that kind of stuff. Though now he's 27, you wouldn't know the difference, you know.
Right.
But
can't stop him from talking.
At the time, well, no, he's a pretty quiet kid, actually. Pretty quiet guy, grown up, I guess. I keep calling him a kid, but he's 27. But at the time, we were concerned that we didn't know what his mother might have taken to maybe get rid of him, because she was an unwed mother. That was the reason she had to put him up for adoption in Korea. We were concerned. Do you see that often, or...?
Well, not exactly.
But do you see people coming in with their kids and not talking? And
absolutely. That's, yes. We see many, many toddlers, preschool-aged kids who, articulation-wise, their sounds aren't all correct. Maybe they're not talking at all, and they're 3 years old. So obviously the first thing we want to do is test their hearing, make sure they can hear. You can't say what you can't hear to begin with.
That's true.
So that's where we always begin. And then we have a great speech department, too. We have 4 full-time speech therapists. And then after we complete our hearing tests, we know hearing is within normal range, they do a whole speech evaluation.
Yeah, well, he had, and maybe it didn't help that he had a little older sister who would translate for him when he first started talking.
Yes. Yeah. That happens a lot.
And he had his own words. I know he called dinosaurs rah-rahs. And he had his own words for things. And you got used to what he was saying.
Mm-hmm.
But when he got older, when he got a little bit older, he told kids, well, I'm speaking Korean. And there was one mother said, how long has he been here? Because he doesn't speak. Well, no, he's been here since he was 3 months old. She thought that he was learning English after speaking Korean. But
creative.
Yeah. Yeah, and I guess that's probably the way most kids and people are.
Yes.
They'll find a way around things.
You do. Work with what you have.
And I'm under the impression that he just didn't particularly talk until he felt like it.
Sure.
And I don't care what the book said, if he's supposed to be talking at 2 or whatever, he wasn't going to do it. He didn't walk either until he got up and walked. It was like,
right.
I'm not going to walk and fall down. I'm going to just get up and walk. So he walked very late. And it was a major concern, because we'd had a daughter before that who who was moving right along. Yeah,
right,
yeah, and was talking and walking and doing all this stuff. And then we bring this guy in, and he's not doing anything.
Right.
So what if I had a kid or somebody out there has a child like that,
right,
how do they come to you?
They can just call our office. We're at 908-788-6424. Our office is located right on Route 31, about a mile and a half south of the hospital, 121 Route 31. And you just give us a call, and we have someone that answers the phone and can schedule whatever you need.
Do you have to get any kind of
That depends. Referral.
Referral.
Yeah, sure. A lot of times, depending on what the service is, we'll need a referral first, and what your insurance is, obviously. Prescription referral, all that good stuff. But when you call, we have receptionist Patty is wonderful. She will walk you through it and help you with any questions you have, and she'll tell you right on the spot what you need.
Yeah, that referral stuff kind of drives me crazy because I had...
drives us all crazy.
I had a second heart operation, and it was done very quickly. They realized that they took stuff out of my arm and stuff, and that those collapsed. So they realized they had to go back in and give me another transplant.
Oh,
or not
goodness.
A transplant, but another, some more arteries out of my leg,
right,
and stuff. But they did it very quickly, and the insurance company came back and said, well, you didn't have a referral. And I remember saying to the insurance company, well, yeah, I woke up one morning and said, gee, I want to have heart surgery. And fortunately, the doctor's office wrote a referral and backdated
it and sent it
down to the insurance company.
Took care of you.
Yeah.
Yes.
But those kind of things just drive me crazy.
Well, luckily, speech and hearing usually is not such a emergency thing. So usually we can plan in advance and make sure we have everything in place so we don't have to worry about all those insurance troubles and having to call back the insurance companies.
And it can be such a chore.
It is a chore.
Now I don't have to worry because I'm on Medicare, because I'm old.
And that takes care of everything for you?
Yeah. Don't have to do referrals anymore.
That's good.
I'm old, so I should have gone on Medicare years ago. Anyway, I don't have to deal with that stuff. But I used to have to get them to go see my cardiologist.
Yeah.
But now I don't. So, but... that can be such a pain for people.
It is. It is definitely a pain. But like I said, Patty has she's done this for a very long time. She knows all the ins and outs, and she can certainly take care. Things get done very well.
Okay, now we were talking because I was brought up my son, but you're dealing with people of any age.
Any
correct?
Age, we deal with all ages. We start, like I said, right from newborn. And then after that, we follow up any babies or toddlers that have risk factors for progressive hearing loss. Sometimes hearing loss is not right present from birth. You might have some factors that make you more at risk for having hearing loss gradually. So we do test that age. And then we do move up to any adult or teenager or anybody who is capable of putting on the headphones and raising their hand when they hear a beep. So we could do full diagnostics for any age.
Now, I'll tell you, I remember when I went in the Army and they tested me to be in the Signal Corps, and I couldn't hear. I couldn't hear. I flunked. I couldn't hear half the sounds that came over the...
How come you haven't come and seen me before?
Well, I didn't think I had that bad a hearing, but I just didn't.
Well, you're always the last to know. That's the problem with hearing loss. If you don't hear it, you don't know it was there.
Well, that's true.
You're the last to know.
And... you know, I used to know a guy that had a hearing aid, and every time his wife would get mad at me, he'd just turn it off. So, and that made her more mad. So maybe I'm missing stuff that I really don't care to hear anyway. I don't know. I got to take a break for some commercials, and we'll be right back after this.
Hello, this is psychic medium Trish Woods with the program Afterlife Real Life that airs every Thursday from 1 to 3 p.m. My co-host is psychic medium Jane Davidson from the United Kingdom. We have listeners and callers from all over the world. We're looking forward to hearing what you want to know about with metaphysics, spirituality, personal spirit experiences, psychic work, and more. From 1 to 3 p.m. every Thursday, you can call in or tune in, asking Jane and I your questions, your personal ideas, and maybe getting help with your own personal life. Afterlife Real Life, every Thursday, 1 to 3 p.m.
Hi, I'm Sharon Skibbe of CompuPay Payroll. The Chamber is a great way to connect to other businesses within Hunterdon County and build strong and lasting business relationships.
Hunterdon Chamber of Commerce, building business, one business at a time.
Rab Coins of Flemington, New Jersey has been in business for over 37 years. We are highly competitive buyers of gold, silver, and platinum coins, jewelry, and scrap metals, and have recently been named the exclusive gold buyer for Diamond Nation and HealthQuest. We also provide professional appraisal, sales, and liquidation services for individuals, law firms, estate trustees, and bank trust departments in New Jersey and Philadelphia. Products and services include gold and silver, American and foreign coins, certified rare date and modern coins, numismatic supplies and books, gold, silver, and platinum bullion, paper currency, United States proof, and mint sets, including current issues. From junior collector to the experienced investor, Rab Coins has been for numismatists since 1974. Founder and owner, Randy Block, an expert numismatist, has been an active member of the coin industry for over 45 years. Visit us at 56 Main Street in historic downtown Flemington or call toll-free 1-800-819-9875.
The Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce is a Forward New Jersey Coalition member.
London Bridge is falling down, falling down, falling down. London Bridge is falling down.
In August 2007, the I-35 bridge in Minneapolis collapsed, killing 13 people and injuring 145, including little children trapped on a school bus. The bridge had been rated structurally deficient, but those warnings were ignored.
Build it up with iron and steel, iron and steel.
In New Jersey, there are 479 bridges carrying over 8 million vehicles a day, rated worse.
Iron and steel will bend and bow, bend and bow, bend.
These aren't just bridges waiting to be fixed. There are tragedies waiting to happen. On June 30th, the state's transportation fund will be empty. We need to replenish it now, because next time, it could be your family on that bridge. Go to ForwardNewJersey.com and find out how you can help. Paid for by Forward New Jersey.
The Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce is proud to hold its second annual Hunterdon County Community Day on Saturday, June 13th from 12:30 to 6:30 at the Hunterdon County Fairgrounds in Ringo's. We thank our presenting sponsor, Hunterdon Healthcare, and the Hunterdon County Freeholders. Come get involved, be a vendor, an exhibitor, if you're a business or an organization. Come get before thousands of folks on this great day. Contact the Chamber at 908-782-7115 or visit our website at hunterdonchamber.org. Once again, join us on Hunterdon County Community Day, Saturday, June 13th. Get involved with your community today.
Hey, this is Big C of Good Morning Hunterdon on HunterdonChamberRadio.com. Like what you hear on Hunterdon Chamber Radio? Now you can take it with you. Download our Hunterdon Chamber Radio app from iTunes and Google Play Store now. Get schedules, station information, listen live, or to the latest podcasts. Everything in the palm of your hand or in your car during your commute. Get the HunterdonChamberRadio.com app today.
You're listening to HunterdonChamberRadio.com, sponsored by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. Our studios are located in the CenturyLink building at 14 Mine Street, Flemington, New Jersey. The content and views of our hosts do not necessarily reflect the views of the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. To contact our station, call 908-782-7115 or email onair@hunterdon-chamber.org. Thank you to our sponsors and underwriters. Please remember to support them and buy Hunterdon, buy local. Visit www.hunterdonchamberradio.com for a complete listing of our programming.
Okay, we're back. This is the Medical Center on the Air, and I'm speaking with Ann Crawford, who is an audiologist.
Yes.
Audiologist. I'll get it right yet.
We have some time to work on it.
Like, I didn't hear what it was. No. And we're basically talking about hearing, because she's with the speech and hearing department, though the speech person didn't show up. Actually, I know her, so I'll tease her a bit. I'm not going to say her name. Anyway, we're talking about hearing, and I started out this conversation about my son being very small, but hearing can be, I mean, my father-in-law now got his hearing aids just recently from, he's 88, and just got his hearing aids from the VA.
Right.
Because he was having some problems that wasn't catching. You could say something to him and he wouldn't even turn his head.
Now you were talking to him, huh?
Yeah, no, not at all. And I said to my mother-in-law, maybe that's best. You know, can avoid some of the stupid stuff that's said. But let's say that I just was concerned that maybe somebody had said to me, you know, I don't think you're hearing what I say. What is the steps? What would I do if I wanted to have it checked?
If you wanted to have it checked, I would call first. Call our office at 908-788-6424.
Okay.
And our receptionist will walk you through the process of what kind of paperwork you might need, what kind of insurance issues we're
sure.
working with. And then she's going to find a time that works best with that person's schedule so we can get you in and get you in for a hearing test.
And the hearing
That's
test
simple.
And the hearing test is what? Put some headsets on just like this?
Oh, it's a little bit more complicated than that. But that's the part we all know. But no, we do a full diagnostic. So we'll start with the otoscopic examination. Check in your ear. Make sure you don't have a block of wax. Make sure there's no physical deformities.
Okay.
No debris in your ear. And then we move to the middle ear test. So we check for fluid in the ears, ear infections, which is a problem a lot with young ones.
Okay,
will certainly affect their hearing. Make sure those middle ear bones are all working fine. And then we go to otoacoustic emissions, which is another test that you don't have to participate in. We put some signals in your ear, and then your inner ear will do something if it's working properly.
Okay.
And then from there, we put you in the soundproof booth and put the part you know. Put your headphones on, raise your hand when you hear the little tones.
Okay.
And then typically we'll do some speech testing too, just to make sure your discrimination, how well you're putting those sounds together. So when you're listening to words, you actually hear them clearly and accurately.
When I was in grade school, so a long time ago.
That probably hasn't changed much.
They sent me for speech because they asked me to count, and I went 1, 2, 3.
Okay.
Not three.
Your R. Okay.
Not three. Free.
Yes.
And I went to speech for, I think, once or twice, and they said, no, if you want to do that, put your tongue against your teeth. Three. And I did it.
And you got it.
And they said, oh, you don't have to come back
You're
anymore.
Released. Yeah. That's okay. I went to speech therapy probably twice also when I was in very young, because I was in Scotland for the summer with my mother.
Okay.
So I came back with a little bit of roll to my R.
Okay.
I had a little Scottish accent.
Okay.
So they were worried about me. But that's good they caught it.
But
paying attention.
Yeah, I had not even thought. I mean, as a kid, I wasn't thinking. It was just 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. And they said, no, say the number.
Yeah,
again.
The schools are great
free.
Now. They're watching everything you say, for sure.
Well, my son, throughout school, went to speech therapy.
Yep.
Throughout school, and I don't think it hurt him any. I mean, he's fine today.
Yes.
But
well, we do see a lot of kids that get some speech therapy in schools, but, you know, it's once a week, 20 minutes or so, and it's not enough. They need some additional therapy.
Okay.
So our speech department does see a lot of kids after school to get a little additional therapy.
Now, I know we're talking about speech and you do hearing. But
I do hearing.
But speech and hearing are...
related. Yep.
Very much related.
Mm-hmm. Obviously, and we're located in the same office, which works well. So we can consult with each other and knock little ideas around.
Now, a few years ago, I knew a guy who was born hearing, but had rheumatic fever,
yeah.
I think, and lost his hearing at a very young age. And I used to pal around with him. He used to come to New York, and he taught me sign language, and we could sit on the subway and talk to each other, and nobody knew what we were talking about unless there was a deaf person there.
I'm impressed you learned sign language.
I learned sign language.
That's not an easy thing to do.
Well, I learned all the alphabet, but there's different parts of the country have different
right.
stuff for
different,
symbols
yeah.
for mm-hmm. things. Coffee and various things.
Yes.
And he told me all those words, so we could talk the words, or you'd spell something out.
Right.
What I enjoyed about him was he watched things so close.
Right. To make up for it with your
yeah.
other senses.
Yep. And I can remember we're buying something somewhere, and the girl gave me back too much change, and he caught it immediately. He knew immediately that I got too much change from my $10 bill. And that's what amazed me, because he watched.
Her?
Well, he said, hey,
he's
hey.
Honest.
And I said, oh, yeah. But and he's poking me, you know.
Right.
But he saw it right away. And what got me was the fact that he was so attuned to other things.
Right.
And I went to his wedding, and he married a deaf girl. And the wedding was signed. And then we went to the deaf club in Columbus, Ohio, and I think they put all the hearing people right next to the jukebox. So when the jukebox came on, we almost died because they were dancing. They could feel the vibrations.
Yep.
And we went to the ceiling, and I think they did that on purpose. Watch those guys. Let's see what they do. Because I thought, whoa, what is this? We ended up moving.
Right.
But.
And a lot's changed since then with the advances in hearing aids.
I would imagine.
Hearing aids have changed a lot.
I would imagine that maybe people can hear more than they used to.
Well, and we have cochlear implants now. So for someone who's born deaf, identified early, has severe hearing loss.
Yeah, okay, I saw a little boy the other day that had something on the side of his head.
Yep.
And the thing was going into his ear.
Yep. They try to implant kids now that are identified. They try to get them by 12 months. And implant.
Really?
And research has shown, and a lot of the research that they're seeing is that speech and language will develop pretty much on a normal rate if you get that implant early enough. So sign language might be a lost art one day, so don't forget it.
I think I've forgotten most of it. I remember some of the actual words, and I can say, I love you, which I don't use very often.
That's an important thing to know.
But I can say that. But it was interesting to associate with him and to see how he lived the world. Because he would go to the movies with me and knew what was going on.
Wow.
And I was trying to imagine if I couldn't hear what the words, because sometimes people, he could read lips, but sometimes people in the movies aren't looking at you when they're talking.
Right.
But he pretty much would catch the story and know what was happening and know where, you know.
That's interesting. I had a patient who lost her sight and her hearing.
Oh, man.
And she was an artist, and I assumed that she would miss her vision the most.
That's what I would miss.
Nope, she disagreed. She said, nope, hearing is what keeps her in touch with people, emotions and feelings, and hearing people she appreciated more, which I thought was interesting.
I think I would go crazy if I couldn't do the art, and it would be very tough. And then you think about a person like, which just amazes me, like Helen Keller, who was born without hearing and without sight, and ended up doing all the stuff that she did.
Yep,
that's just amazing
to
me.
Amazing.
That somebody like that, because if you think about it, they're like in a world all by themselves, in just a dark, soundless world, and that's a sad thought.
Yep. Think about all the little things we complain about.
Well, true. But I'm going to keep complaining. I got to take a break for the news. We'll come back and we'll talk a little more. The number here, in case you've got a question, is 908-237-0410. And you don't have to come on the air. You can ask me the question and I'll ask Ann, or you can come on the air and ask Ann. But it's 908-237-0410. I'm going to go to some messages and then the news, and we'll be right back after this.
Did you know that 1 in 5 people are affected by mental illness? NAMI Hunterdon is the locally affiliate for NAMI, the National Alliance on Mental Illness. We are all volunteers, and all our programs are free of charge. We offer Family to Family, a 12-week course for families that have an adult member with a mental illness. Another popular program is In Our Own Voice, where individuals who are living with mental illness discuss their challenges and their progress in overcoming those challenges. Another course we offer is Basics, a 6-week course for families with a child or an adolescent who has experienced mental illness. We also have a monthly support group for families on the third Thursday of every month. Please call NAMI Hunterdon at 908-284-0500 for more information about any of our programs or to join. NAMI Hunterdon, the voice for mental health in Hunterdon County.
The news is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center. Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4-HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
USA Headline News. I'm Kelly Sloan. Law enforcement is monitoring biker gangs in Waco, Texas, after a gunfight between two rival motorcycle gangs left 9 people dead yesterday at a crowded restaurant. Almost 200 people were arrested and several were injured.
In a time where police are getting slammed everywhere, you had off-duty officers that were here, saw what was going on, immediately armed themselves and went to the aid of their fellow officers.
That was Police Sergeant Patrick Swanton. The White House is calling the capture of the Iraqi city of Ramadi by ISIS a setback. U.S. forces are supporting Iraqi forces with airstrikes. And Middle East expert Afzal Ashraf told Sky News that the Shiite militias are now being called in to help.
Why the army is collapsing and the militias seem to be doing well is because there is a lack of leadership. There's a lack of ideological commitment to the idea of the Iraqi state.
ISIS killed hundreds of Iraqi soldiers, police, and civilians as they took Ramadi. This is USA Headline News.
Now that Rite Aid is part of the Plenty program, Wellness Plus is more rewarding than ever. Why? Because now Wellness Plus with Plenty gives you a second way to save, with Plenty Points, which works similar to Plus Up Rewards, only better. Because Plenty Points can be earned in one place and used for savings at Rite Aid, Macy's, AT&T, Exxon and Mobil, and other participating partners. So if you like Plus Ups, you're going to love Plenty Points. Wellness Plus with Plenty. Get your card at Rite Aid today. With us, it's personal.
Want a bright start to summer? Ask Sherwin-Williams during the Sunny Day Sale and save 30% on paints and stains May 17th through the 25th. With colors like pool blue, organic green, and daffodil, we've got everything you need to add a splash of color. Visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams paint store and save. Find your nearest store at sherwinwilliams.com/sale. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
Another Republican has sort of entered the race for the White House. AP correspondent Rita Foley reports.
I'm running because I think the world is falling apart. I've been more right than wrong on foreign policy.
So South Carolina Senator Lindsey Graham, an Air Force veteran, thinks he would be the best commander-in-chief given the trouble in the Middle East.
Here's the question for us. Should one more American soldier die in the service of Iraq or maybe going into Syria? My answer is that I'm afraid that more American soldiers will die in Iraq eventually in Syria to protect our homeland.
Which he fears could become the target of an attack, he told CBS This Morning. I'm Rita Foley.
U.S. home builders are feeling slightly less confident about their sales prospects after a sluggish start to the spring home selling season. The National Association of Home Builders Wells Fargo Builder Sentiment Index slipped to 54 this month, down 2 points from 56 in April. But the outlook for sales of single-family homes over the next 6 months edged higher. This is USA Headline News.
Breathe it in, kid. Every 3 months, we install these air handler filters. They're more energy efficient, hold more dust, and are priced to save us more money. And Granger's got close to 3,000 different styles and sizes to choose from, in stock and ready when we need them. I love oxygen, kid. And this facility's got some great AO2. I'm breathing easier just thinking about these air handler filters. Get some today. Get it? Got it? Good. Call clickgranger.com/filters or stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.
Amtrak service along the entire Northeast Corridor has resumed following last week's derailment in Philadelphia that killed 8 people and injured more than 200. Passenger Dominic Carolino says he is glad things are returning to normal.
I thought this would take even longer than it did to get straightened out and to get the rails running again. So all in all, I think it was handled appropriately.
And other passengers also made comments saying they weren't concerned about safety.
The passengers we talked to all were very confident in the safety of the train trip. They noted that they wouldn't have booked themselves on the train if they had any real trepidation. They saw the accident more as an outlier than anything that would be common.
That was AP correspondent Mike Sisak. A unanimous Supreme Court says the government can't prevent a convicted felon from trying to sell his guns after they are confiscated by authorities. The judges ruled in favor of Tony Henderson, a former U.S. Border Patrol agent arrested and charged with distributing marijuana. He had turned over his collection of 19 firearms to the FBI as a condition of his release. After pleading guilty, he wanted to sell the weapons to a friend, but lower court said allowing him to sell them would technically give Henderson possession in violation of the law. The high court said letting a convicted felon transfer possession is permitted as long as the felon has no control over the weapons. A U.S. military plane crashed and caught fire as it tried to land during training exercises in Hawaii yesterday, killing one Marine and injuring 21 other people. The Osprey had 22 people aboard. 21 were Marines. I'm Kelly Sloan, and you're listening to USA Headline News.
The news is sponsored by Patton, Heidi & Associates, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc.
In America, we believe in a future that is better than today. Since 1894, Ameriprise Financial has been working hard for their clients' futures, never taking a bailout, helping generations achieve dreams, buy homes, put their kids through college, retire how they want to. Today, Patton, Heidi & Associates, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., remains true to the vision of always putting clients first. They are ready to help you feel more confident about your financial future. Put the strength of a global financial leader to work for you through a personal one-to-one relationship. Patton, Heidi & Associates will work with you to develop a plan to help you achieve your dreams and goals. Call today at 908-713-6600. That's 908-713-6600. Office is located at 1318 Route 31 North, Annandale, New Jersey. Ameriprise Financial Services, Incorporated. Member FINRA and SIPC.
And let's see, the temperature outside is still 63 degrees. I got to get my glasses on because I'm old and I can't see. Late afternoon, 20% slight chance of thunderstorms. Probably thunder clouds also, who knows. Tonight, a 50% chance of thunderstorms with a low of 58. And on Tuesday, a 70% chance of showers likely with a high of 82. And on Tuesday night, a 30% chance of showers with a low of 56. And I'm speaking with Ann Crawford, who's in the, works with the speech and hearing. And I, she should be talking to me about speech because I've just really blew that weather report. But we're talking about speech and hearing, and not just for young kids. We're talking about speech and hearing for everybody. There's, and as you said, if I said I'd like to get my hearing tested, I could, I'd just call.
Give
and,
us a call.
Give me that number one more time.
It's 908-788-6424. And like I said before, we've recently moved, so we're off-site now. We do inpatients in the hospital, but we see all of our outpatients at 121 Route 31. We're at Suite 500, right on the first floor. Great parking, totally remodeled office. We're actually having open house Thursday evening from 4:30 to 6. Anyone's welcome to stop by and see our new facility. There'll be some refreshments and lots of speech therapists, and us audiologists will also be there. If you have any questions, or you just like some information.
I just wrote down the address because maybe I'll stop by.
And this is May is Better Speech and Hearing Month. We are providing free hearing screenings for anyone who's interested. So you can call that number again, 908-788-6424, and you can call and schedule a free hearing screening. For that, you wouldn't need all that insurance stuff we were talking about. It's just a quick, easy hearing screening just to let you know if there is a problem with your hearing or not.
Yeah, and I think I'm the exception. I don't need all that stuff because I got Medicare now, so I think I can just walk
so you can
in.
Do the whole thing, right?
Yeah, go right through Medicare. But it is important, and we were just talking. I was talking about that friend of mine when we were on the break, and how at one point, I don't want to go through the whole story, he got arrested for something that he didn't do. But they didn't believe him, and they thought he was lying about being able to not hear. Yeah. And they shot guns off next to his head, and he jumped because he felt the vibrations. And they said, "Oh, you can hear."
Right.
And I can remember at that time, I thought, "What a terrible thing!
Mm-hmm.
What a terrible thing to be stuck in this situation where people are not going to believe you."
Right.
And at the same time, as I told you before, he was pretty sharp. He watched everything that happened around him. but this time it was something that just it didn't.
Right.
It was almost like it was meant to be in some ways.
And you know what? That happens with people every day with much less severe hearing
sure.
loss. If you're not hearing somebody correctly or you thought they said something, you misinterpreted and, you know, you're walking out of the store when you thought that's what they told you to do because you're hearing mm-hmm. what you thought you heard. Again, like we said, you hear what you hear.
Yeah, true.
If you don't, it wasn't there or you misinterpret.
Well, if you don't hear it, you don't hear it.
Exactly.
So you don't know.
You don't know that it was wrong.
Yeah, you don't know. But it is, it's really something if you've got a child or anybody in the family that you think should be tested because they could get into some kind of trouble and maybe not even be their own fault.
Correct.
And I know for a fact, and I'm not going to go through the whole story, but this friend of mine did get into a little trouble, and we got him off, and he ended up making money out of it because he ended up suing the store. But and that's not what I'm saying either. But thank God.
Right. Well, even just your daily life, communicating with your family and friends. You know, when you're not communicating effectively, it can cause problems. And
now, do you deal with people who've had strokes?
Yes. Yes, we do.
Okay.
And we do have, our speech department does a lot of work.
Yeah, and that's speech. I'm sorry, that's not hearing.
Okay. They see a lot of stroke victims. They do. They have a lot of good programs and a lot of treatments.
Because that's another thing. I had a friend that loved to talk and was very, and had been a school teacher and was very verbal and had a stroke and then couldn't talk.
Yeah.
And it was, every time he'd see me, he'd want to tell me something. Right. And you could see he was hearing it in his head.
Right.
But he couldn't get it out.
The word retrieval.
And he couldn't get it out, and he'd be frustrated. And I would feel so bad for him.
Yep.
To the point that when he finally passed away, I was almost happy. Because I thought the last few years of his life, he was not living the life that he used to live. So, but that's for another show if we talk about speech.
Yes.
And not hearing. But I know that can happen when you get a stroke. And I know that sometimes people have a hard time or have to come back.
Right.
But,
and it happens, too, with traumatic brain injury.
Sure.
Concussions. A lot of times it's the same type of symptoms. And our speech department works a lot with those patients, too.
It's almost like learning to talk again.
Yeah. Yep.
It's amazing to me that you can do this work and get people going. But it must be amazing to you. I remember seeing a thing. I don't remember where I saw it. I think I saw it on TV somewhere. About, they probably did one of those implants or however they put
implants.
It mm-hmm. that they showed a kid who the first time heard sound.
Yes.
And the excitement.
Yes. The first time the babies hear their mother's voices. Yep.
It was just incredible. The excitement was, they heard sound.
There's a lot of great videos that show that first time experience.
And I don't know if we were on the air when I mentioned Helen Keller, but it must be a terrible thing to be living in a, well, first of all, for her living in a world of darkness and no sound, but living in a world with no sound. Though I've always said, and maybe I'm wrong, that if I was going to lose my sight or my hearing, if I had to lose one, I'd rather lose the hearing.
Hopefully you'll never have to find out.
I hope so. Well,
yes.
I'm getting so old now. What does it matter? But no, I've always said, because I basically, I'm an artist and I do a lot of artwork and I want to keep working on artwork. But I've often said that, and this was probably before I knew my friend Jimmy and the troubles that he had, that nobody should have. It was just silly stuff. But without being able to hear.
Yeah.
So it's really important to get your kids checked. If you've got any questions at all, give these people a call. Get over there.
And hearing aids have come a long way. I know I see a lot of people who say, you know, my grandmother, my mother had hearing aids, and it was terrible.
Well, they had those big, clunky things.
Yeah, they've gotten
now they're
so much smaller.
They're
the
very
feedback,
small.
A lot of people complained that they would whistle. They would hear the hearing aid whistle.
Yeah.
We've gotten so much better with feedback management. We can put so much more power into hearing aids. The hearing aids now communicate with each other. So they give information from both ears, so we do so much better
with
noise.
That doesn't surprise me at all.
So much better with distance. Hearing aids are hard. Hearing is a very complicated system. It's not like glasses. You put your glasses on, you're
mm-hmm.
ready to go. Hearing,
sure.
Everyone perceives sound differently. So what you think is too loud, I think is too soft. You know, what you think is annoying, someone eating with their fork and running their teeth across, other people don't even notice.
Right.
So it takes a lot of work to get a hearing aid to sound the way you like it, for it to do its job. So it is not an easy process, but it's well worth it.
Okay, I got a break for a couple commercials, and we'll be back and get into the last segment of the show.
Okay.
I'm Dave Lang with Insight Financial Services and a proud member of the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. I believe that our participation and all of the opportunities that the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce offers to its members strongly contributes to our success.
Hunterdon Chamber of Commerce, building business, one business at a time.
Are you tired of the limitations of your small office shredder? Do you need to be compliant with federal regulations regarding the disposal of sensitive information? Are you concerned about identity theft? If so, then call AssureShred. AssureShred will provide your company customized on-site document destruction service that fulfills regulatory requirements and at the same time protects your organization from the consequences of the improper disposal of sensitive information. To obtain a free quote or to schedule an appointment, call AssureShred at 877-466-1566 today. That's 877-466-1566.
Are you interested in learning more about Hunterdon County? Are you interested in growing as a professional and as a leader? Then Leadership Hunterdon may be for you.
Hi, this is Chris Bianco, class of 2014 Leadership Hunterdon. Work with other local dedicated professionals to learn about the complexities and interconnectedness of Hunterdon County.
We invite you to visit one of our many upcoming sessions as we begin to recruit the class of 2016.
Learn from and connect with established business, government, and community leaders.
Leadership Hunterdon, an in-depth 9-month program offered by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce.
And honored via invitation to help Hunterdon County with its challenges and shape its future. These are just some of the virtues of being part of Leadership Hunterdon.
Contact us at 908-782-7115. Or visit our website, hunterdonchamber.org, for more information today. You're listening to hunterdonchamberradio.com, sponsored by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. Our studios are located in the CenturyLink building at 14 Mine Street, Flemington, New Jersey. The content and views of our hosts do not necessarily reflect the views of the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. To contact our station, call 908-782-7115 or email onair@hunterdon-chamber.org. Thank you to our sponsors and underwriters. Please remember to support them and buy Hunterdon, buy local. Visit www.hunterdonchamberradio.com for a complete listing of our programming.
And we're back. This is the Medical Center on the Air, and my name is Richard G., and I'm here with Ann Crawford, who is an audiologist. I did that right.
You got it.
Who's a hearing expert. Let's put it that way. And we were talking about hearing aids. Now, can I get, if I came up and found out I needed a problem, could I get a hearing aid through the medical center?
Absolutely. We deal with all of the top manufacturers, Phonak, Siemens, Oticon, Resound, Starkey. We offer a wide range of hearing aids, a lot of hearing solutions, FM systems, accessories, personal devices, help with your phone, help with your TV.
Okay.
So we do offer a lot of different products, and we're always willing to sit down and talk with people for, as it's, again, like we talked about, it's a difficult personal choice, so we spend a lot of time personalizing the process and finding something that works for the individual. It's not a one size fits all. It's not a, you know, go to Walmart and pick up the box.
Yeah, they don't just jam this thing in your ear and then it works.
No.
It's back and forth a little bit to get it tuned, right?
It takes some time to tune it just right, exactly, because everyone has a different idea of what they like to hear, just like you talked about before, some of those new sounds or some of those things that you hear that you don't remember.
Sure.
Aren't always fun. You know, the crumpling of newspaper, the running water, flushing toilets. There's a lot of sounds out there that people haven't heard, and they're not always sounds that we want to hear. But that's part of the process, is learning how to hear those sounds again and getting used to them. So there is an adjustment time, and over time, your hearing needs, wants will change. So we do that with the programming of the hearing aids.
Now, say you get a hearing aid, do you have to upgrade it every now and then because your hearing is going worse?
Nope. The hearing aids now have gotten, like we said, so much better that typically now the hearing aids have a wide range of abilities. So if your hearing gets worse, we can keep programming it to meet your needs without having to purchase a new one. So it's kind of hard to outgrow a hearing aid now.
Okay, so let's talk about purchasing a hearing aid because I know they're not cheap.
They are not cheap. And most insurances do not, Medicare for one, do not provide any benefits. So most of it is out-of-pocket expenses. At the medical center, though, they have some great payment plans for people. So they have some no-interest financing.
Okay.
And they do have some discounts for paying in full. So there is some great availability for discounts at the hospital.
So if you go in there and they say you need a hearing aid, don't be embarrassed to ask.
No.
About payments.
No. Nope, and we're always willing to, like I said, to sit down with people and spend as much time as we need just to talk about the different options that are out there, the pricing, what kind of things maybe the person wants or needs for their lifestyle. Are you on your phone a lot? You go to business meetings a lot. Mm-hmm. And what's important to you? And we try to find the right solution that'll help to fit your budget, obviously. So, yeah, there's lots of things to choose from now. Don't be scared.
Yeah, well, I think some people probably are a little
hesitant with the price, and you know, some, like I said, their experience from maybe their
parents. And I think maybe people just don't want to say, "Look, I'm having a hearing problem."
Yeah.
I think that's, you know, that's a sign that you're getting old or something. You know.
Well, not anymore. We know now that our teenagers have the most hearing loss of any generation.
I would bet.
Before them.
I would bet.
Yeah, well, that's what it is. It's the wear and tear of life, you know, loud sounds.
What's funny is if I come in here and put the headset on and the person before me, I can tell, doesn't have the best hearing because
it'll almost, right?
I'll jump off the chair because they got the headset turned up so loud.
Right. And kids fall asleep. They fall asleep with their headsets on at night. Yeah. They get on the bus and ride for 15 minutes with it blasting loud. It's damaging their hearing, unfortunately.
Yeah, I know. My kids have been that same way.
Yeah, we try to counsel. We try to explain, but teenagers.
Okay, so now you've got an open house coming up this Thursday. What time again?
It's 4:30
until
6. And the address is 121 Route 31. It's about a mile and a half south of the medical center, past Walter Ferran.
Oh, you're down that way?
Yes.
Okay.
Yep.
Just past Walter Ferran. I'm trying to think.
Right in Flemington. Past the Chamois Shine, just past that
light. Is it in the building that used to be a bowling center?
You know what? I don't know, but lots of people have said that.
I think I know where it is. Sure.
It's the 31 North Office Building.
And yes.
I've heard it is.
And when we first moved out here, it was a bowling alley.
That's wild.
I'm not kidding you. I know where it is. It's, if I'm heading into Flemington, it's on the right-hand side.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
I know where it is. It's just past the Walter Ferran thing.
Yes, that's exactly
I know,
where
it is. I know exactly where it is. I know a couple doctors that are in there.
Yes, there's doctors in there now. It's no longer a bowling alley.
No, it's not a bowling alley anymore.
There's no signs of a bowling alley.
But, oh, that was years ago. Years ago.
It's amazing.
When I first moved out here, probably 35 years ago.
Wow.
It was a bowling alley. Okay, so that's where you're at, and you're in,
we're in Suite 500. It's on the first floor.
Okay.
Just enter and then head to your right-hand side, and we're at Suite 500.
I may stop by.
Come by. And again, anyone's welcome to call, and we can do a free hearing screening just to let you know.
You can get your free hearing screening. This is on Thursday from 4:30 to 6.
Well, we can sign up then. The open house is just to come.
Check the place out, and then you come back later for your.
And then we can schedule a free hearing screening that meets whatever time you need. So that's not for that time. But we'll have refreshments, and we'll have lots of information, and anyone's welcome to come and ask some questions and see what we're all about.
That sounds terrific. I think I'll stop by.
I'll be looking for you.
Now I know where you're at too. You're in the old bowling alley.
Yep, that's where we are.
I don't know how many people out there would remember that because it was a long time ago.
I've probably had since we've been there for about 3 months now, and you, probably three people before prior to you have said, oh, it's the bowling alley. No idea.
It was 100 in lanes. Yeah, years ago. Anyway, we're speaking with Ann Crawford, who is a hearing expert, and she's with the speech and hearing department of the medical center. And we're basically talking about getting your hearing checked and keeping your hearing the way it should be.
Healthy hearing.
Because Thank you for saying healthy. I couldn't think of the word.
You can't get it back once you lose it.
Yeah. And
it's important to take good care of your hearing.
And as I said before, I always said if I had to lose sight or hearing, I'd rather lose hearing. And then I saw this friend of mine who got into a bit of trouble that he would have never gotten into if he could hear.
If he could communicate.
Yeah. And so it kind of separates you from the world if you can't hear.
Absolutely. Friends, family, loved ones.
So it's time to get your hearing checked. Now, see,
it's easy, I promise.
I'll tell you what, there's no needles involved.
Nope.
Some people are so afraid.
And if you're claustrophobic, we can keep the door open.
Some people are afraid of needles. Because I've talked many times about high blood pressure and cholesterol and said, it's an easy check. They just take a little blood. And I've had people go, I don't want that to happen. But
yeah, none of that for a hearing test.
Yeah, it's real simple.
It is easy.
Okay. Well, Ann, anything else? Because we got about a minute.
Nope. Again, just our phone number is 908-788-6424. And give us a call for any speech or hearing need that you can think of.
And if you've got any questions about your child or your uncle or your grandfather or your father, give them a call because they're going to help you out. They don't mind answering questions.
That's what we're here for. Absolutely.
And sometimes I found if you're worrying about something, you're probably worrying about nothing. And if you can get somebody who's an expert say, no, here's what you should do, then it'll calm you down too.
Take that off your mind.
Yes. Well, I want to thank you for coming.
I appreciate you having me. And I'll see you Thursday.
Okay, Thursday, 4:30 to 6. I better be there at 4:30 or I'm in trouble.
I know where you are now, so.
Well, actually, I do no shows here on Thursdays.
Uh-oh.
I'm usually at home doing artwork. Anyway, I want everybody to stay tuned. Georgine will be in here with Hot in Hunterdon. And please stay tuned for today, and I'll be back tomorrow at 4 o'clock with As I See It. So please stay tuned, and we're going to go to the some messages and the news.
The news is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center. Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4-HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
USA Headline News. Kelly Sloan. Law enforcement is monitoring biker gangs in Waco, Texas after a gunfight between two rival motorcycle gangs left 9 people dead yesterday at a crowded restaurant. Almost 200 people were arrested and several were injured.
In a time where police are getting slammed everywhere, you had off-duty officers that were here, saw what was going on, immediately armed themselves and went to the aid of their fellow officers.
That was Police Sergeant Patrick Swanton. The White House is calling the capture of the Iraqi city of Ramadi by ISIS a setback. U.S. forces are supporting Iraqi forces with airstrikes. And Middle East expert Afzal Ashraf told Sky News that the Shiite militias are now being called in to help.
Why the army is collapsing and the militias seem to be doing well is because there is a lack of leadership. There's a lack of ideological commitment to the idea of the Iraqi state.
ISIS killed hundreds of Iraqi soldiers, police, and civilians as they took Ramadi. This is USA Headline News.
Now that Rite Aid is part of the Plenty program, Wellness Plus is more rewarding than ever. Why? Because now Wellness Plus with Plenty gives you a second way to save, with Plenty Points, which works similar to Plus Up Rewards, only better. Because Plenty Points can be earned in one place and used for savings at Rite Aid, Macy's, AT&T, Exxon and Mobil, and other participating partners. So if you like Plus Ups, you're going to love Plenty Points. Wellness Plus with Plenty. Get your card at Rite Aid today. With us, it's personal.
Want a bright start to summer? Ask Sherwin-Williams during the Sunny Day Sale and save 30% on paints and stains May 17th through the 25th. With colors like pool blue, organic green, and daffodil, we've got everything you need to add a splash of color. Visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams paint store and save. Find your nearest store at sherwinwilliams.com/sale. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
Another Republican has sort of entered the race for the White House, AP correspondent Reed.